Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed He, Omud Aleph, in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. And we're finishing off the last Mishneh Berurah from Simon Reish Yud Ches, which we concluded the Mechaber yesterday. And Mitzvah Shem will begin Reish Yud Tes. So yesterday in the Mechaber, we brought down two opinions. The first opinion, Yesh Omen, was that the Nes had to be a supernatural Nes in order for a person to make the Bracha, Shasali Nes B'Makum Zeh. The second opinion, Yesh Cholek, said that you don't have to have it as a supernatural nes, and you can even make the bracha if it was a regular, natural saving of a significant kind. And conclusion of the Mechaber was v'tov l'varich below askar shem u'machus. To get around this machlokis, so you were not saying a bracha l'vatola, so just say the shevach v'odah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without saying shem u'machus. So the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Beis says, "Da'afilu haya hatzala shelo l'mala miderech hateva." According to this opinion that says it doesn't have to be supernatural, it says even if you were saved without it being a supernatural type of a miracle, afal pikein, nevertheless, kiven shoya b'sakona, since you were a death liyo, you had some significant danger. Im lo nizdam lo hatzala, you would have died if the saving had not occurred. So neis mikre, that's called a neis, that's called a miracle. V'chayv l'hodos u'l'shabeach labori, and a person has an obligation to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al shehichin v'hizmin lo hatzola beregezu, that he prepared and arranged for this saving for you. Now, Mishneh Berurah continues and he says, im nofal alav evenu chayotze b'zeh, if Rachmana Litzlan, a rock hit somebody, o sh'avra alav agol atuna, or a wagon laden ran you over, so this would be you got hit by a car, shebederach hateva hayoshiyom l'sayideze, it certainly was possible that you could have died through such an accident under normal circumstances, and nevertheless, you were saved from death. Kishiagilo samakum. So when you reach that place again, mishloshim l'shoshim, as we've already pointed out, if it's been more than 30 days, tzarech levarach, you have to make the bracha shasani leis b'makum zeh. However, he says, v'imnafal evin samuch l'rosho, but if a rock fell near your head, oh, niskal barzo samuch l'yeno, or a piece of steel came close to your eye, in other words, a near miss, v'nasalonais, and a miracle occurred, v'lo nofal evel arosho, the rock miraculously did not hit you, v'lo niska barzo b'ayin mamash, and you didn't get the steel or the metal rod in your eye. Again, a bullet was shot at you, a knife was thrown at you, and it missed. So, l'deya rishona ein mevarchim. According to the first opinion, this is not a miracle. Maybe to you, considered a miraculous type of an event, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved you, that certainly should have shevach v'odah, but it wasn't a supernatural type of saving. The bullet missed you, the rock missed you. And therefore, according to the first opinion, you certainly would not make a bracha. However, according to the second opinion, it is possible that you should make a bracha because kikol adam shekarv ledaver sheish bo sakana, because anybody that was near something that's dangerous, v'nitzol, and he was saved, mavarech, according to the second opinion, has to go make a bracha. And therefore, the Mishneh Berurah uses the lashon of efshar over here, and he explains in the Chafetz Chaim in Os Chav Tes, he says, Kosafti beloshin efshar, maybe according to the second opinion, you have to make a bracha. Mishum delo brira kulei hai, because I'm not certain about this. The Mishneh Berurah says because it's possible the efshar dafilu ledeo shtia in mevarchim. Even according to the second opinion, it's possible you may not be allowed to make a bracha. And he says velo damya lebol of list. This is different than when robbers actually attacked you when you were saved. Here you were actually attacked by the robbers, as opposed to in this situation, the rock didn't hit you, the bullet didn't hit you, and therefore he didn't say definitively, according to the second sheet, you have to make a bracha. Furthermore, Chavetz Chaim adds, Vishmatati dino hasheni. I left intentionally out the second din about if you fell from a ladder. Because also, delo brirli, I'm not certain over there. Devshur dafilu dea echad mevarachum koshe begova mako. Here, it's possible that even the first sheet that would say that you should make a bracha if the ladder was high enough when you fell off it. Therefore, the Mishneh Berurah continues and he concludes, in order to get around this machlokis, al kin yavarach v'lo shemu malchus, it's preferable for a person not to say this bracha with Hashem's name. And again, mimar shach, as we've already pointed out several times, if you're required to give shach v'hodah, you did. And if you're not allowed to give it with shemu malchus, you didn't. So therefore, it's no bracha l'vatola. And then he says, v'ayin in the bir halacha. Go look in the bir halacha, dibra maschul v'yeshcholek, where the Chafetz Chaim adds, and he says, look in the Morgan Avram, shetoma a Yesh Cholik Zeh, who is astounded, is surprised by this opinion of the Yesh Cholik that says that you should make it with a bracha Shem U'Malchus. Because he says, the Minog Olam, Vetivo, Ein Levarach Shasali Nisim. People don't normally make this bracha Shasali Nisim over here. And the Vilna Gaon also is Toma, Dim Kain Kol Yoledes, Tetzrich Levarach Shasali Nisim. Because then every pregnant woman would always have to go and say, Shasali Nisim, this bracha. And her children would have to also all the time, every time they see her. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, according to the Radvaz, which is also brought down in the Nishmas Adam, this kasha can be pushed aside. Nicha kushoso. The bevadai kigon yoled the sochole lekleman the omer shein zeneis klal. According to this, they wouldn't have anybody that would say you have to make a bracha because it's not called a miracle over here because rov cholim v'yoldos l'chayim, because the majority of sick people, the majority of pregnant women, Baruch Hashem, do live. And therefore, v'anan l'kuliyama neis b'inan. And according to these opinions, you definitely have to have a miracle in order to make the bracha. So that's how the Chofetz Chaim would respond to this Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon based upon the Radvaz and the Nishmas Adam. The issue foot number 18 brings down that why not just say the words Baruch Ato Melech Ha'olam? And then whatever it is that you're going to say, what's the problem? Okay, shame, we understand. What's the problem with saying Malchus? So it brings down from Mishelu Tshuva Sal Vitzchayim that the minig is not to say with Malchus. So people shouldn't think that they're really Yotze over here, because you're not. If you really were Mechoyev in a bracha, and you were to get a psak that you should have said the bracha, then you'd still be allowed to say the bracha. You weren't Yotze B'Dieved without saying Shem and Malchus. However, Shelas Tshuvas Agius Moshe, or Moshe Feinstein's Atzal, he says that according to this, Haroa Mokom HaMikdosh, a person sees the area of the Beis HaMikdosh, he rips Kriya, so he says the bracha, Baruch Dayan HaEmes, without saying Shem U'Malchus. Shedvarav Lav Davka, according to this, when Rav Moshe says you don't say Malchus, he didn't really mean that you couldn't say Malchus. In fact, it would be okay to say Baruch Melech Ha'olam Dayna Emes if you wish to. According to Rav Moshe, there is no problem with saying Malchus. The shame is the problem. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Kosvu Achronim, Mishnas L'Nes. If somebody had a miracle happen to him, Yeshu L'Hafrish L'Tztaka Kifi HaSogas Yodo. Person should give money to Tztaka, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to his financial means, he should give money to Tztaka. V'Yachalik, and he should give this money specifically, should distribute it, L'Lom De Torah, to people that learn Torah. V'Yomar, and he should say, with this Tztaka funds, Hareni No Sein Zeh L'Tztaka, I'm giving this money to Tztaka. V'Yiratzon, it should be Hashem's will, Shehei Nechshav Bimkom Toda, Shoyisi Chai B'Zman HaMikdosh. And this should be the equivalent of me bringing a carbon toda by supporting these Tamidei Chachamim. It should be as if I brought a carbon toda in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, because we're going to learn in Siman Reisha Tes, in the rest of today's shir, as well as going onward, that a person has to bring a carbon toda if he is saved from certain types of events, four specific types of events. Mishbur continues, V'roi lomar parshas toda, and the person should say the parsha of toda that's in Chumash, V'tol v'roi lo l'sakin ezet tzorchi rabin bir, and also alternatively, one should go and arrange that the needs of the community are also paid for with his stock of funds. U'b'chol shana b'yom hazeh, and every year on the anniversary of this miraculous saving, yisbodei l'hodes l'Hashem yisbarach l'smoch l'saper chasto. Every year on that time, he should meditate and think about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him, and he should be happy about it, and he should tell everybody how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to him. The issue for number 19 brings down from the Sefer Tzipiso Yeshua that the Chofetz Chaim over there writes, Sha'arba Tzrich Lo, those the four people that will learn later today, Shia, have to give a Karban Toda, they have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Min Adin HaYutzrich Lo Havi Karban Toda. They had to not only just thank Hashem, but they had to bring Karban Toda. And therefore, Tzrichim Bizmanenu Limo Dine HaKrovas Karban Toda. Like we do every morning when we say the Karbanos, when we don't, unfortunately, have the ability to bring them, we say our saying them and our understanding them should be as if we brought them so too over here with a Karban Toda. The issue for number 20 brings down, if somebody had a nes that happened in the month of Adar, of course, sometimes it's one Adar, sometimes it's two Adar, so if it happened in the month when there was only one Adar, so then you always are knowing to have the Suda in that one month, and if this is in a leap year now, you'll know to have it in the second month. Unless the nes happened in a year that had two Adars, then you should always have it in the month that it did in fact occur, and if it was Adar Sheni, you should always have the Suda in Adar Sheni. In other years, you'll always have it in Adar Rishon. Finally, Dishuvah number 21 has a very important halacha. He says, the Sudas Hadar, the people have a minhag to make after having a nes happen to them, so this is a full Sudas Mitzvah, has the halachic status of being a Sudas Mitzvah. He adds from Yashuv Zatzal that if a person is still undergoing cancer treatments or any other type of therapy, so then it's preferable they should wait to make the Sudas Hadar until he's fully healed. We'll discuss this more also when we discuss the bracha of Hagomel, as we now conclude Simen Reish Yud Ches, and we go to Simen Reish Yud Tes, which deals with Birchas Hodos HaYochid, the person thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having gone through a dangerous time. And the Mechaber starts off, Sif Aleph. Arbor Tzrichim Lehodos. There are four people, four situations which a person undergoes that he has to go and give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for getting him through this situation. Number one, Yordeh HaYom, Kisha'olu Mimena, people that traversed a a body of water, will describe exactly what we're talking about. When they conclude their trip through the Yam, they have to give Hodor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, V'holchim Idbarios, people that go through a desert. Kishiyagiu liyishuv, when they finish going through the desert, when they reach the yishuv, when they reach the settlement, they thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for getting them through the desert. Number three, Mishahaya Cholev v'nisrape, if somebody unfortunately was sick in Baruch Hashem, they now are healed. So that person is the third type of category that has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the fourth category is Mishahaya Chovush v'veis v'asur v'yotza, somebody that was in jail and he was taken out of jail and now he has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you remember these four individuals, these situations, v'simonach? The way to remember them is a beautiful mnemonic. The Mechaber says, v'chol ha'chayim yodu chasela. All those that are chayim, they have to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the chayim, ches yud yud mem, is a mnemonic for chovush. The ches is the person who was in captivity and was taken out. The yud is yisurim, the person, Rachman al-Islam, that was sick and got better. The yom, the yud, the second yud, is the people to traverse the yam. And the mem is for people that traverse the midbar successfully. That's Sif Aleph in the Mechaber. Now we'll spend the rest of the shir looking at some of the Mishnah Berurahs and some of the Dirshu footnotes that explain this in more detail. The Mishnah Berurah starts off in Sif Karn Aleph. V'davka kisha'olu mimeno legamrei. All of these people here, including a person who traversed the Yam, it's when they're totally done with the Yam. They're not on the road. They're finished with their trip. The Ein Bechlal Zeh, and therefore it's not included in this obligation to give hodah, masha omdim im hasvina, kishabola normal. When the boat reaches the first port, v'anashim sheba yordim liyabosha, and some people get off in the boat at that port, liyom o liyamayim, for a day or two, o achetagiyaz man hasvina lelecholo, or until the boat goes to its next part of the journey, debazeh ein mevarachim. You haven't finished the trip, so according to this mechaber, as explained by the Mishnah Berurah, you do not yet make the brach of agomel. Because you haven't yet been fully saved from this potential danger. And the same thing applies with the people traversing the desert. And while they're going through the desert, there is an oasis someplace in the middle, and they pass through a certain city. You haven't yet finished your trip, and it's not called that you make a birchas agomel at this point in time. The Chofetz Chaim in Os Aleph in the Shaar Tzion adds, Vim Shoah Kam Yamin, if you stay several days on the route, at the boat stops for several days at a port, or you're at the oasis or the city on the desert, Mistapik Bolas Tamid, the Olas Tamid is Sofik over here, should you or should not make the brach if you're staying there for more than a day or two. However, the Maskon of the El Yerabah is the Bezeh Ein No Mevarech, which is how the Mishnah Berurah paskened over here, even for Yom Yomayim, or even longer, you do not make a bracha if the trip is not yet over. However, Dirshu foot number one brings down, if the person is obligated to get off the boat and stay there for a while, so then the Shaylus Shuvut Selah Chokma says, so if he's doing this, but it's not the purpose of his visit, was just to go to that place, so that's not called going to where he wanted to go. And you don't make a brach over there if they force you to get off the boat for a couple of days while something is being done to the boat, or any similar situation, you don't make a gomel yet. However, if somebody's going on a business trip and he has to go to four different places and he's planning on staying in the first place for a while, second place for a while, third place for a while, so even though he has an itinerary that eventually will get him back to the end of the trip, so in that situation, so he then would have to go and make a gomel at each place. He gives the example of somebody going to Kivrei Tzadikim. So the Kivrei Tzadikim in this town over here. So he's intending to go to that town. So then he would have to make a gomel because he finished that part of the trip. Rosh Shlomo Zalman adds that even if you're staying for a short time, if that really was the purpose of the trip, to go to that city for a short time, even though you're going to other cities afterwards, you still would get a birchas hagomel over here. And each place you'd go to, even if you only stayed there for a short period of time, you would make a birchas hagomel. Sheva Levi adds over here, Ravaza Zatzal, that when you do get back to your house, if you're planning on going again on another trip, nevertheless, you do make Agomel on this trip. So he brings down, for example, soldiers that are returning from their dangerous duties and they're coming home, and even though they're going to go out again in a couple of days, so they should make a separate bracha of Agomel each time they come home safely. Mitzvah Hashem, that should always be the case, that they make the Birchas Agomel after a safe return from whatever activities they have. Hashem Yishmerehem. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Beis writes, similarly, if a person is Nisrape, v'holich far al burio, the person didn't just give a small getting better, but he's Baruch Hashem, he's healthy, he's up and about. So then he thanks Hashem and makes a gomel from getting out of his sickness. Now this leads to many questions, and Dirshu Foot number 2 brings down. V'afim nimshar adayin roshem me'amachlo, what happens if he's better, but he still has some remnants of the disease? So the Shevet Alevi, Rav Azaz, that's how it brings down, he can make a Berachas HaGomel. And this is also the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. Shekosav Shiyavarach Mishar Sheyotze L'Shuk. As soon as he's up and about going to the market, that's healed enough that he can go make the Berachas HaGomel. Shelus Uchuvis Divri Yitziv says, B'shem Baal HaDivri Chaim, the name of the Divri Chaim, Shelo Yavarach Ad Shelo Yargish Shum Rifoyon V'chul Shum Yamachla, that you shouldn't make the Berachas HaGomel until you feel better. And then, when you're back to your normal situation, even though you may not be 100% healed, then you can make the Berach of HaGomel. If somebody had some sort of a central nervous system problem and he had amnesia or he had some sort of a forgetfulness, so Rav Yashiv says that he should wait until his memory returns before he makes the bracha of HaGomel. Likewise, if you got better from your illness, but the treatment or the disease itself caused you to be halachically a trefa, a person who's life expectation is normally less than 1 year, so he brings that from the Pesach Hadvir and also the Stechemet. Sheyavarach HaGomel below Shemo Malchus. In that situation, you should bless HaGomel, but you should say it without Shemo Malchus. Shevet Alevi, Rav Azaz Zatzal says, Im Nasa Trefa Machma Shotzil Lo Eze Eivir Mi Tuach Yedel Raposo. But if the reason you're a Trefa is they took out some organ, for example, let's say the person Rahman al-Islam had cancer of his kidneys and they took out his kidneys, so then Tzarech Levarach, he would have to make the bracha, Shari Habri Chayim Achakach, because you could live a long life, hopefully, Be'ezus Hashem, it's curative surgery, and therefore he says you can make a Berachas HaGomel in that situation with Shem Machos. However, if the sickness itself made you a trefa and we can't heal you, she says then you should make the Gomel when you get better, even though you're unfortunately not fully cured, you can make the Gomel without Shem Machos, but you can't say it with Shem Machos. In regards to a woman who Baruch Hashem gave birth, so the Kaf HaChaim brings down, she should wait 7 days till she makes the brach of HaGomel, because then she's back to her strength somewhat. However, Shel Shuva Samus Chaim says if she still feels very weak, she should wait until she feels better, even if it's more than 7 days. We'll discuss in tomorrow's Shia more about a woman and the Chiyuv of Birchas HaGomel, a very interesting discussion. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel Yord HaYam brings down a famous machlokes. Do we really mean a yam? Does that be an ocean, the Mediterranean Sea? Or is it even going over some sort of a river that you're going on a boat? Or does it make a difference if it's only a raft type of a situation when you're going on a river? He says, Nira Lechora, Detalya B'minak Sfarid V'Ashkenaz, Mavur Lekamim B'Mechaber Siv Zayin. This is actually Machlokes. Is it only specifically these four individuals or other similar types of individuals? The Machlokes, Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, which we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem in Siv Zayin, so I won't go through it right now, but he says that this Machlokes over here with these other vehicles or types of boats or different size bodies of water is totally in that Machlokes. Chavetz Chaim adds a little bit later down, he says, V'da'o d'poshu d'l'kul yamo, b'in b'yom, b'in b'midbar, mevarcham filo lo kor lo shum sakon. He says, when you're going through the river, or the water over here, and you're going across the desert, he says, even if nothing happens to you, Baruch Hashem is a very uneventful, safe trip, you still have to make the bracha of HaGomel, because the rabbis were misaking this bracha, even for an uneventful trip. Aye, the Pasuk says, Tov b'midbar b'yishimon, or it says, V'yomer v'yamed ruach sa'ara. So Chavetz Chaim says, Lav dafka shekarlo. It doesn't mean that these things happen to you. It's just that they're likely to happen, and that's why Chazal set up the bracha. But even if the trip was totally uneventful, you still have to make a Birchas HaGomel when you went through the yam, or when you went through the desert. Tisha foot number 3 brings down that if a person passes through a tunnel, goes through the Midtown Tunnel underneath the East River, you don't make a bracha. That's not called Yordei HaYam. It brings us down to the name of Rav Azaz Zatzal in the Shevet Alevi. However, he then brings down the famous tshuva from the Igros Moshe, from Moshe Feinz Zatzal, about plane flights. A person goes on an airplane. So the Moshe's opinion is, as well as many others, which he brings down here in Dirshu footnote number 3, that you do have to make a Berachas HaGomel every time you travel on a plane. Because if the plane wasn't there, the person would be in a matzav of sakana, because he's not on the ground. And Rav Moshe actually holds this is true whether you're going over water or not. And he brings down many great Gedolim that agree with this. He also brings down those Gedolim that disagree with this. For example, the Griz Mibrisk doesn't make a bracha of Birchas HaGomel. However, Shech Shlita say that the Rav Zatzal, he originally felt that you should make a Gomel, but then he changed his opinion later in life when the air travel became much more safer, and he said he didn't think you should make a Birchas HaGomel with Shemu Malchus. Likewise, the Shelus Tshuvas Or Lezion says that the bracha was really set up over there because of the wild animals and the robbers that were on the road, and if that's not a concern with their flight, so then one wouldn't make the bracha with Shemu Malchus. Finally, Dershu foot number 4 brings down for a ferry trip, everybody would agree you wouldn't make a Berachas HaGomel. There's much more to be said over here. Look in Dershu foot number 3 and number 4 for details. That concludes today's shir.